Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible on KEQX 89.7. The views, opinions, beliefs, and content expressed on the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible are the sole production of the Harrison Moore Expedition and its agents. The views, opinions, and beliefs expressed on this show may not be the same as those of KEQX or any of its agents. This show is brought to you by the Park Heights Church of Christ in Hamilton, Texas, the Patrick Street Church of Christ in Dublin, Texas, the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Stephenville, Texas, and the Bangs Church of Christ in Bangs, Texas.
Good evening and welcome to the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible. My name is Tom Moore, the gospel preacher for the Park Heights Church of Christ in Hamilton. And my partner on this radio program is David Harris, the gospel preacher for the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Stephenville. And we are delighted to have you in our listening audience this evening. Remember, this is a live call-in talk show, so if you have any questions or comments about our topic that we'll be discussing tonight, or any topic for that matter, please call in at 254-445-2473. Or if you prefer, you can email your comment or question at keqx@rocketmail.com. Before we get started this evening, we'd like to remind you that at Hillcrest Church of Christ there in Stephenville, they're having a gospel meeting going on this very day, beginning at 7 o'clock each evening. It'll be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday remaining this week, and H.D. Simmons will be doing the preaching, a very outstanding gospel preacher. I know that you'd want to come and hear him. His theme for his series of lessons will be the Bible and changing times. And so we encourage you to get out and to listen to some good old-time gospel preaching. I know that you'll be edified and lifted up. Again, that's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, beginning at 7 o'clock at the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Stephenville. And again, I want to remind you that this is a live call-in talk show, and feel free to call us at 254-445-2473. Now, we have, over the last several weeks, been talking about Bible authority. Bible authority is very important because everything we do in life has to hinge on Bible authority. As a matter of fact, David, everything in life hinges on authority, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And
does.
So it's important for us to realize authority. Well, as we begin to think about our topic of the night that we're going to introduce in just a moment, as a preface, I want you to consider with me the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans at chapter 10, beginning in verse 1, where there he says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God." Now, we realize that our authority should always be the Word of God. But, David, there are a lot of people who are going about trying to establish their own righteousness. Isn't that correct?
Yes, and this is exactly what Paul is doing in this letter to the church at Rome. He is actually condemning them for not paying attention to God's word and going about to establish their own way of doing things. They have established what is right, what is wrong, and according to their own set of ethics and their own set of rules and their own set of laws, they are now doing what they are doing, and it is absolutely and totally not acceptable to God. Now, what we're going to do tonight, as you mentioned, we're going to see just how far this thing can go. When you reject God's word in a little bit, that same rebellious spirit that would cause an individual to reject God's authority in one set of commandments will cause him to reject God's authority in all commandments.
That's right. The question I want to begin with tonight is this. Where were you on September the 9th, on September the 11th, in the year 2011? We remember that as a day when America was attacked by Muslims. It was a day that will forever be in our memory, forever be in our memories. A day that nation to our mind. We may have not thought much about Islam and the things concerning Islam until that very day. But as you take your minds back, David, to that horrible day when those men, through hatred and evil, flew those planes into the tower, Twin Towers, and killed all of, 3,000 people?
Somewhere along in that
were
line.
Were killed that day. A horrible day. And from that very day on, we have now been thinking very much about Islam, about Muslims, about terrorism. And the question that I have why is this important for us to study? Well, that's some of the things we're going to begin to develop this day and other days when we talk about Islam, because it's something that you cannot hardly turn on your television now and not hear something about Islam.
And one of the reasons we want to bring this up, and it's not like we haven't brought Islam up before on this radio program, but one of the reasons we want to bring it up again is this. People don't know what they're dealing with.
That's right.
We got our first real awakening to this Muslim religion, this Islamic religion, in 9-1-1. That was always something that happened over there. We said those people are going to chunk rocks at one another there for the rest of their lives and it's not going to concern us. But now concern us, not going to concern it that we understand is because we have a president now. And even the president before this one, so you can blame it on Democrats, Republicans, it doesn't make any difference. Our leadership is trying to convince America that this is a peaceful religion, and that there is really nothing to worry about. That what we have here, we have a radical. Element, and we have a moderate element. And basically what we're going to see here as we go through here, those that are devout and those who are totally uncommitted, those are the two opposite sides of the coin. The unfaithful, they're not the true Muslims in the first place.
That's right. You know, and I've heard phrases like this, David. The statement that I have, you know, there is no way of really knowing, who among the Muslims are terrorists and who are not. And that's going to be shown as we go through
Everybody's everybody's well, everybody,
Everybody said, well, okay, it came on, okay. Everybody said, well, okay.
They are to be exterminated, to be exterminated, to be exterminated. To be exterminated.
An Arabic word which means struggle. Jihad can mean striving to be a better Muslim, but it can also mean fighting in the name of Allah, their standard of authority. They do not believe in our God, the Father, Father of Heaven. Of jihad is often referred to as holy war. The September wars in New York, jihad attack on the Twin Towers in 9/11 attack, 11/11 war. Exactly
right. And you know, David in the Hadith, which is a book that talks about the sayings of for the Muslim next to believing in Allah and His Apostle. Has been charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder, 32 counts of attempt to count, 32 counts under the uniform, under the United Murders of attempt, 32 counts of attempted murder. He is born now faced on is born Muslim of Palestine descent, internal army and descent. accident. And shooting discovered email communication between Son and Yemen-based cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. Islamic duty. Now, do you have the actual? Do you have the actual to read to us?
Yes, he broke in there and started shooting people. Allahu Akbar. That is his jihad war cry that we read just a moment ago.